Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 people who had leprosy approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they?" None of them was found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner. Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I visited an elderly friend of the congregation who was living in a care center, and there I had an experience of healing. As is sometimes the case with the aged, extensive communication just wasn't very possible. So I sat for a while with that person, small talk for a while, and then we had a prayer together. And after that prayer, she said, "I like it when you do that." Her response gives us a clue to the dynamic of healing. In this case, the healing power of prayer. For prayer reconnects a person back into the community. For the aged, even for the very sick, there is health and restoration when one is once again located and defined by God's care and connected to the community of faith. I was very delighted by her response, but more than that, I think it also brought a feeling of healing and health to me to connect with another child of God. What can actually be more healthy, more life-giving? In our story this morning, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. In every couple of chapters in the Gospel of Luke, we are reminded of that because it is so important that he be going to Jerusalem. It is necessary, it says. It's healing, even, this story seems to say. The way is intimately tied to the destination itself. The healing power of the destination, that is the cross, is inseparable from Jesus' healing restoration along the way, his encounters with all of those whom he comes in touch with, even us today. So our story suggests that it is in one's connection with Jesus, with God who sent him, that we are made well. The sick, it says, kept their distance. There was no connection. There was no contact, but they cried out. They prayed out, "Have mercy," to Jesus. "Acknowledge us, receive us, regard us." It is Jesus' reception and care and welcome and acknowledgement that all are clean, that makes them well and clean. He includes them back into the human community. Now, it's interesting to me that heretofore it's just talked about cleanliness or being made clean. But it says one had an experience of healing. Notice in the text, it doesn't say healing before, it says clean. One had an experience of healing. One has an experience of being truly connected to Jesus the Christ. Call it faith. The others? Wonder what was going on in their hearts. Perhaps theirs was only an experience of privilege. They were regulars in the community. They were children of Abraham and Sarah. For them, they were not foreigners. Perhaps they expected, as their right. It is only right that we should be made clean. And perhaps so. Perhaps they did not notice that more than clean, they were now healed. Clean, yes, but not yet connected to the Christ. For the one foreigner, it was faith in God's healing intention for all people through Jesus that connected him to wellness, to wholeness, to the human community connected and woven together by God's Spirit. That spirit of community, that spirit of life, of wellness and wholeness, that spirit of God made flesh in Christ Jesus, today washes over Alex. But not only over him, but it washes over all of us. And the promise of this care and forgiveness and life flows out to all people. But it washes over Alex in particular this day as he begins his journey of life and faith, of family. It is God's promise that he is well, that he is loved, that he is whole in the community of God, all of us of whom have promised to watch after him and to pray for him. Always connected, always a child of God, no matter what the circumstances as his journey goes on. And as the people of God, we are also reminded of our healing calling to him and to all people. Jesus' own journey to Jerusalem and to the cross tells us that he will confront, experience, and bear the exclusion that privilege works, that worked against the Samaritan in that society, the violence against others, and the unfaithfulness to God's word and community that all might be received, always that we might experience and that we might be forgiven also of those things that we perpetrate. We call that sin. In the story, Jesus called the other nine out of their true sickness of privilege and exclusion. That was the real problem, not so much a skin disease, but that they themselves were excluding others, and welcomed them together with the lost foreigner into the whole community of God. They could not, they did not, they would not trust that call. Today, as we gather, as we celebrate our life of faith, as we welcome Alex into the community of God's promises, we heard just a second ago the backloaders backing up. So we know we're in the context of today's debate. But it strikes me that it's also a focus on our own country's health. As we gather for these debates, as we gather in our congregations, as we go about our daily lives, we can feel our own sickness. So many of us in this country have lost faith in our national community, in its promise to include many. The dream we often use, it's really a better word, I think, to use hope, is not an active reality in so many lives. People don't see a future for themselves. We see and hear privilege as the dominant force in our society. And we resort to sad fights to become ourselves privileged, thinking that it will make us well and free. More and more, we trust violence even as we fear it. Crucified and resurrected Christ brings a new message. Jesus of our story today calls us to a new reality, washes us all over again with forgiveness, the promise of new life. No debate about it, but a free gift of forgiveness, the promise of life for Alex, for all people. In the name of Jesus, amen.